Hello, everybody. It's me, and it's a Thursday, so I'm still on track. Hoping you guys are on track, too, with whatever little items you give yourself to do each week and each day. Although, remember to be nice to yourself if you don't get everything on that to-do list. I still have problems with that. I am so ready to just, like, go crazy when I don't do it all. But this week, I've been pretty good about that. I haven't been feeling well, so I've just allowed things to slip, you know? But I've also been working hard. I'm in my studio right now. I don't remember if I've told you guys, because I've been recording just kind of wherever these days. You know, I've been out of town a lot throughout, ever since moving to Washington State. And now I'm settling in for a bit, and then I'm again going to be gone forever. So it's kind of hard because for me, being an artist, I need to be in my studio kind of all the time. Any interruption, even as simple as going to the pharmacy, kind of throws me off a bit. I just need to be kind of, I imagine it like, almost like when you see a cartoon and there's a big cloud over somebody's head, or almost like a tornado cloud, like surrounding a little person or something, and there's a million little objects in it. It's kind of how I have to live in order to work the way I like to work. And I can't do that unless I'm just surrounded by my own things and my stuff. I had quite a few days of that, except that I wasn't feeling well. So I would kind of be in my studio in spurts and then have to go sleep or try to feel better or put a heating pad on me or whatever. But now I also have a couch in my studio. For the first time in the history of my life, I've got a couch in my studio, and holy shit, this is nice. I mean, and I'm not going to, that doesn't mean I'm going to be just sitting in here sleeping all the time, but I can't even tell you how awesome it feels to know that when I look at, because a lot of my work lately, I have to look at a lot of books in order to collect all the clouds and stuff that I'm redrawing, basically. So I can just sit on the couch and do it. I mean, it is, trust me, it's awesome. And what else is there? There's other things in here that are new. It's just I've redesigned my studio a little bit, and it's starting to be very packed full of a lot of projects, so that feels good. Oh, I know. Some of you guys, when I did my book tour a couple years ago, and by the way, that's still available, I believe, everywhere, but on Amazon, if that's what you guys want to do, or directly from Archon Publishing, just do a search on Robin O'Neill 20 Years of Drawing. Drawings, and you'll see it. It'll pop up. Oh, I'll put a link in the description so you can find that. Anyway, let me say my book. Okay, sorry, I'm writing a list. When I did that, I put a couple of these inside of the books as surprises for people when I would do book signings. What they are little drawings on hotel stationery. And I've been collecting various stationeries, and especially hotel stationeries, for a long time. I was sort of running out recently, but I keep getting them, and I like new ones too, but I really like older ones more, because just the quality of the paper is so much better. But so I decided, anyway, some of you did receive those where I would stick them in books at random, and then people would receive the book with their own drawing in there. A lot of them were floating hot dogs and flying tacos, but now I'm just using the hotel stationery envelopes and stationery as pieces of paper to draw on, and I'm doing a whole series of them, and so I'm really excited about that. So anyway, I kind of mined all of my old stationery, and now I'm doing that too. And now I finally have the space in my studio to do several projects at once. I've lived all this time as an artist without that ability. It's crazy to me, because suddenly now I'm just like, I can't even handle how many different things I can do at once. And before, I had to focus on one drawing at a time because I never had the space. So I guess it's just a note to all of you guys out there. I know there's a lot of visual artists listening, and sometimes you don't have the ability to do all the things you want based on the materials or the space you need. But those limitations are also awesome. I mean, not that I've done anything like incredible, but I was able to make quite a bit of work in very small places. Because most of you know, I've never had a room dedicated to be a studio. It's always been just a second bedroom or a living room turned into a studio. So now I have a studio. And I'm almost 43 years old, and I'm glad I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for all the time I didn't have one. I'm thankful for the times now that I do. But anyway, the couch in here is calling my name right now. But this is where I've been recording, in here, because I like being in here so much. Oh, did I tell you guys I have carpet in here too? Because I like to lay on the floor and like I need to stretch a lot. And I like having the ability to do that. And I sit on the floor when I make my drawings a lot. So the big drawings, I have to like lay on the floor in order to finish the bottom part of them anyway. So might as well have carpet on the floor. This is not like a glamorous studio. It doesn't look like, whoa, you know, this is not what they would put in a Lifetime movie as an artist studio. It's basically an enormous carpeted bedroom, and it's cozy and soft and welcoming and full of books already. It's really, really fun. There's one plant. I brought a spider plant in here, and I got my TV. Anyway, all right, enough about that. What was I going to tell you guys? You know what? Let's just get into it. This is Super Bowl week, and I don't think anyone is shocked when I say I don't give a shit about the Super Bowl. But I am into Mary Ruffel, and Mary Ruffel's newest book, Dunce, which is on Wave Books, published last year, 2019. When I was I read you guys a couple of poems from here when I first got the book. I'm obsessed with this book, and there is a poem in here called Super Bowl, so we're going to read that today. But a little bit about Mary Ruffel. I wish I would have met her at this. I mean, she's still alive, so I guess technically I could. I wish I could say I've had a conversation with her. I feel like I know her. What do I know about her? She was born in 1952. She's also known not only as a poet, but for her erasure poems and collages. You can check those out. I think they're on her website, if her website still exists, and I think it does. I remember loving this about her when I first went into a deep dive of Mary Ruffel. I remember reading an essay she wrote on Emily Dickinson, and at the end of each section of the essay, there were just this list of objects, and it was anything from like a coin, a fingernail, scissors, whatever. Just imagine a bunch of objects. I can't remember any of them now. Marble. And I just thought it was so beautiful because it was kind of nonsensical, but it fit well somehow. It didn't really make any sense. And then I remember later in an interview reading that those were, you would have no way of knowing this unless you asked her, and somebody did ask her. I wish I could remember that interview. If I find it, I'll link it. But anyway, she said those were items when she was researching Dickinson and went to her gravesite quite a few times during that. She listed all the different items that people had left on Dickinson's grave. And she said the groundskeeper had to take them away every week, sadly, and there were so many, but she kept a list of all of those. So I thought that was great. I'll also put a link to this book, which I highly, highly, highly recommend. Get it through Wave Books, please. I'll put a link to Wave in the description of this podcast. And let's do this. Okay, Super Bowl. This is the ultimate Super Bowl poem, everybody. Here we go. Who won? I said. The game's tomorrow, he said. And I became the snail I always was, crossing the field in my helmet, but I'd given it my all. While the plane arced on its way to a landing, when I overheard the woman behind us say, I was gathering wildflowers to make a wreath to lay on my mother's grave when my son fell off a mountain in Italy. And I felt such joy over the unknown outcome of her words, I was not ashamed, for I can feign interest in the world, just as she in that great green meadow must have. Whoa. It's weird. It's like a whole other level of this Super Bowl poem lined up for me. This is a bigger poem than it seems, but I love that it's all sparked by her not even knowing when the hell the Super Bowl is. That is very much like me. Anytime anyone brings up anything sports related except for golf, where I'm just like, what are you even? Like, I could live in a city. I didn't even know if there was an LA NFL team the whole time I lived there until the end. Maybe we got one. I was like, oh, I thought we always had one. I don't understand any of it. But I have been, I do, you guys, I don't know if I've, I love Marshawn Lynch. So now that I live near Seattle, it's like, it was really fun when he came back. I watched those games. But anyway, thank you to Mary Ruffel for that. I'm going to go ahead and read one more, and then I'm going to get out of here a little bit early, quicker than normal. early. I'm kind of out of here early, guys. Like, you're my boss. But I really wanted to read this other poem, Boutonniere, by Mary Ruffel from Dunce. I'm going to say this. I shouldn't say this before I read it, but this was probably one of my favorite poems I've read in years when I read it. I remember reading it in bed not long ago and just like my eyes just wide and me not being able to read. It was one of those where you put the book down because you're like, I can't read anymore tonight. That's got to be the end for me. All right, Boutonniere. Standing alone after the harvest, and what is the point of dreams? At some age, the world begins to drift away. The world has changed as you came here. The people you really like a lot will disappear. How many years of opacity have led, like a barnyard dance, to this transparent moment? Over the course of a life, why have I nowhere commented on what steps were easy? 1, loving you. 2, watching wild doings among the animals. 3, standing with friends looking at sky. Easier than making a boutonniere out of old sheets. Easier than hanging my new shower curtain. Easier than my sudden life-changing switcheroo. Easier than being Bruegel's little brother. And that's it. God. Over the course of a life, why have I nowhere commented on what steps were easy? I think that's a really, 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 really good thought and beautifully said. Thank you. Mary Ruffel, can we just be friends? Can Mary Ruffel be my pretend friend in my head? I also wanted to tell you guys two of my top Lifetime movies from my week of being sick. All right. I dug deep. I found one from, I can't remember, maybe 2003, 2004. No, maybe not that old. I don't know. But it was called He Loves Me, starring Heather Locklear. I don't know where to begin on this one, but it has a real surprise ending and I highly recommend it. And Heather Locklear, here's something nobody says about Heather Locklear that's actually very true. She is actually a very good actor. And it kind of makes me sad that she's just seen as a sex symbol only. And if you've ever really watched Melrose Place, she really did save that show. And second of all, it's not because she's so pretty. It's because she's such a good actor. And this movie, He Loves Me, from Lifetime, proves it too. And there's a lot of kind of crazy sex stuff going on in this movie too. So check it out. The other one I'm going to recommend is Deadly Delusions, starring Hayley Duff, not Hilary Duff, her sister Hayley Duff, who's in a lot of Lifetime movies, and I love her. She also likes to cook. Anyway, Hayley Duff, this is also a one that takes a weird turn at the end, but Hayley Duff plays a kind of like a mental patient who's trying a new start in LA, and she's with her boyfriend or husband. You can never tell what's going on, and she keeps saying, there are people following me trying to kill me, and her dumb boyfriend doesn't believe her. Well, wait till you find out why. Anyway, get the Lifetime Movie Club. I think it's like $2.99 a month, and it's just an endless amount of awesome movies. If you think you like B-movies, but you've never dipped into Lifetime movies, or if you grew up in the time I did, where in the 80s and 90s there was the Sunday night movie and made-for-TV movies, Lifetime, and Lifetime's dark. Lifetime is really dark. There's never like a happy, I take it back. There's not many happy Lifetime movies. There's a few that kind of end really well and have some sort of nice theme to them. For the most part, they're about people being awful and secretive and creepy. All of the things that we all like. What else? Oh, one last thing I wanted to tell you guys. My 20-year survey show that is up at the Modern Art Museum in Fort Worth is closing in a week. It closes on, next weekend. So the 9th or something might be the last day. You can check out their website. I'm going to put a link to it. But if you're in the area, go check out my show. This is your last chance to see it. And thank you to all of you guys who have done that. And some of you guys are interested in my crocheted and knitted bags. There's one available on Instagram. If you listen to this episode, it'll probably be up until 10 a.m. tomorrow or something. And I just posted it, so I want you guys to check that out. That's it. Definitely by Mary Ruffel. Be nice to yourself. And think about, think about what steps were easy. Is that what she says? What steps were easy? Thank you. Yeah. Over the course of a life, why have I nowhere commented on what steps were easy? What steps were easy? For me, taking care of all of my pets that I've had. That's all I got. Can I think about this for the next year and get back to you guys? Loving my pets. End of story. No, I would say loving the people I love and taking care of my pets are truly all I can think of. And everything else is a blur. I hope you guys have more answers than I do. All right. I love you guys. Take care. Goodbye. Good night. And see you next week.